Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we continue our reading from the book of Exodus, this time chapter 33, verses 7 to 11, and then 34, 5 to 9. We continue the saga. Brothers and sisters, it's really worth sitting down and reading the book of Exodus in its entirety because you understand the human condition. If we get what we want, we're grateful, but then we forget easily. When we don't get what we want, we fall into complaining, ignoring, turning away, giving up. It's just how we are. We're weak. We're vacillating. We're poor, weak creatures. But in Christ, all is made new. In Christ, we grow strong. The graces of our baptism, of confirmation, grow in us, mature in us, as we give ourselves to God, as we say, Lord, I belong to you. Teach me the way in which I should go. Walk with me today. Help me. Show me the path, and I, by your grace, will follow you. This is what the people of the Old Testament were trying to learn, and they weren't there yet, and neither are we. But we can learn from their mistakes. Book of Exodus, chapter 33, verses 7 to 11, as I said. The tent, which was called the meeting tent, Moses used to pitch at some distance away outside the camp. Anyone who wished to consult the Lord would go to this meeting tent outside the camp. Whenever Moses went out to the tent, the people would all rise and stand at the entrance of their own tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent. As Moses entered the tent, the column of cloud would come down and stand at its entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. On seeing the column of cloud stand at the entrance of the tent, all the people would rise and worship at the entrance of their own tents. The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as one man speaks to another. Sometimes I just stare at that verse. I stare at that sentence. The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as one man speaks to another. Moses would then return to the camp, but his young assistant, Joshua, son of Nun, would not move out of the tent. Brothers and sisters, when you come before the Lord in the most blessed sacrament, do you know that even while not true physically, you are looking at him face to face? He is everywhere, yes, but in a particular way, his presence, we are privileged to dwell in. How often do you stop in a church? How often do you bow down before him? How often do you give him your life? Many of you on your way to work, not all of you, but many of you are close to a church. Little inconvenient maybe, but you're close. Do you come in and worship him? You need to. It's telling yourself in a certain way that the worship of God is my priority, and from this source comes all my strength to do good and to avoid evil. Moses stood there with the Lord and proclaimed his name, Lord. Thus the Lord passed before him and cried out, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger, rich in kindness and fidelity, continuing his kindness for a thousand generations, and forgiving wickedness and crime and sin, yet not declaring the guilty guiltless, but punishing children and grandchildren to the third and the fourth generation for their father's wickedness. Moses at once bowed down to the ground in worship. And then he said, if I find favor with you, O Lord, do come along in our company. Do you invite God to walk with you? This is indeed a stiff-necked people, yet pardon our wickedness and sins and receive us as your own. He's not in there pointing fingers. He says they're sinful, they're stiff-necked, but pardon our wickedness and sins. He identifies with his people. So Moses stayed there with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights without eating any food or drinking any water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Do you know the Ten Commandments? Do you know them? Do you live them? Good examination of conscience is to take the next 10 months and every month take a look at the, just go in chronological order. The first three commandments deal with our relationship with God. The other seven deal with our relationship with our neighbor. Take them in order. Ask yourself each month, am I living this commandment? How can I live this commandment better? It'll change your life if you do that. The Lord is kind and merciful. The psalm tells us, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he put our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. He loves you. He loves you. Not according to our sins does he deal with us, nor does he requite us according to our crimes. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so surpassing is his kindness. The heavens are high above the earth, so surpassing is his kindness toward those who fear him, that is, those who reverence him, those who obey him, those who put him first and his priorities first in their lives. Those are the ones who fear the Lord, who revere the Lord, reverence the Lord, follow him. Brothers and sisters, the scriptures are clear. It's we who muddle them up because we don't really want to understand. We read the scriptures with an eye of, what do we have to do? When you love somebody, do you say to them, what do I have to do to make sure you know I love you? What can I get out of is the attitude. But real love and real love of God, Lord, speak for your servant is listening. Tell me what you want and I will do it. Because it will lead to life. Sometimes I say to myself, you idiot. I don't mean that seriously. But sometimes I say to myself that I'm acting like one. That what God offers me leads to life. And I keep debating with him or looking for a compromise so that I don't have to do everything the Lord is asking me to do. I can do this part of it. And then maybe next year I'll try for another part of it. No. I mean, God accepts it if we take it slowly, but let's keep moving. Let's keep moving, growing, loving him more, willing to sacrifice more, making his commandments priorities in our lives more and more and more. Your life will be so good when you do that. I promise you. I promise you. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 36 to 43, Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him. So poor Jesus, some days he dismissed the crowds. He goes into his house and his disciples. Now that he's ministered to the people, I'm sure from a human perspective, he wanted a little bit of rest. But his disciples approach him and say, explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. Like, we've been talking about this and we just don't get it. So would you explain it? Logical question, good question, but I don't think they're always sensitive to the Lord's needs too. He said in reply, he who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. That's pretty clear, isn't it, to us? The harvest is the end of the age. The harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels. And they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear. It's pretty clear, isn't it? It's pretty clear. Are you of fertile soil? That's your part. Are you activating the graces given you in baptism and confirmation? Are they leading you closer to God? Are they leading you to more righteous living? They should be. The seed, scripture tells us very, very clearly here, right here, is he who sows good seed is the Son of Man. And then he goes on to say, Jesus said, he who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed, the children of the kingdom. When we give our lives to God, when we sacrifice ourselves and we give ourselves over to God, we become good seed for great fruit to be born in the lives of others. Good seed ultimately is God's life in us, but we become bearers of that good seed. And it can bear fruit 30, 60, 100-fold for the glory of God. 100-fold. We've got to get things clear, brothers and sisters, because as I've said so many times, the values and the standards of the world blur our vision. They stop up our ears. We don't see and we don't hear clearly. We want everything. And because by our human sinful nature, we're greedy, we're possessive, we want what we want when we want it, and we think that will make us happy, we will never be truly happy until we're living the life God created us to live. So ask yourself, what am I allowing into my mind and heart? Is it good seed? Is it the word of God? Is it the graces of the sacraments? Is it the reception of the Eucharist? Am I receiving good seed? And receiving it means I don't just receive it and spit it out, but I allow it to be planted deep in me. And I water it by the grace of baptism, by the grace of the sacraments, by the grace of good deeds. I water it, and that seed begins to sprout and then eventually begins to flourish in my life. Please, I can't say it strongly enough. Please take a look at your life. Don't take every area, but take a look at your life and say, where am I allowing bad seed to be planted in me? What things am I listening to, looking at, people I'm talking to? What am I allowing into my mind and heart? I want good seed. I want the power of the word. I want the teaching of the church. I want good seed in my life that it may bear fruit for the glory of God. May God give you that kind of wisdom. May he give you a hunger and a thirst to know the truth, because the truth will set you free to be the person God created you to be. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.